Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I said, would it be possible to get tickets to the game? He says, well, you have a press pass. You can go wherever you want. And then they'd say, please leave the field. You're done here. Goodbye. So, yeah. No, they really, horrible. They treat it. And when, and I've said this before, so forgive the repetition.
You couldn't stay on the field during the game?
No, not during the game. Well, you know why? Because he kept adding rows to the seating, so the sidelines were only about 8 feet wide. Because he kept adding seats.
Well, you're not 8 feet wide, Rob. Why did they kick you off the field?
Thank you, Mike, for that compliment.
I don't mind that you're a large person. What I do mind is that you're a large person that's covered with some sort of bandages. Whether it's an ace bandage on your elbow and a Band-Aid on your forearm, I'm going to throw up in my food.
There's nothing worse than
disgusting.
An ace bandage.
An ace bandage does not belong on a server.
Was it not exactly tightly wrapped either?
No, it was furthest from tightly wrapped on the elbow.
A lot of give. There's also different styles of naps. There's the, I think I'm just going to put my head down on the couch nap. Then maybe a blanket gets involved. That's another level. And then maybe it's, I think I'm going to go upstairs. She ain't folding laundry. She's hitting the hay. So there's different levels of commitment, but I would say the sweet spot, 3:30 to 6:30, 2:30 to 5:30 Central Time.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Tarzana, California, Pickering, Canada, Isla Olbosh, Quintana Roo, Mexico.
Yes, I had to Google it to make sure
Quintana
that was right.
Quintana Roo?
Roo, Mexico, yes.
Or is it Quintana Roo, Mexico?
Quintana, comma, Roo, comma, Mexico.
I don't understand.
Mexico.
Isla Olbosh, Quintana Roo. Is Quintana Roo the town?
Quintana is the island.
Or the county?
I think Quintana is the island. Roo is like the county, and Mexico is the country.
No, the island is Olbosh, because it says Isla Olbosh. Okay. And then you say Quintana Roo, Mexico.
Let me find out what Roo is. Hold on.
Well, Roo is a like an animal in Australia.
That's
the nickname for a kangaroo.
It's a great way to thicken a soup.
Roo is R-O-U-X.
Mike,
I did, yes.
Quintana Roo is a district in Mexico. Quintana Roo. Yes.
Well, then you should rewrite
Quintana Roo.
Because it looks to me like you separated Quintana Roo.
Well, I did a pronouncer,
horrible
didn't I?
Horrible job.
Didn't I do
yes,
a pronouncer?
But really, but you half-assed it. Pond Island, North Carolina, Wilmington Island, Georgia, Dundalk, Ireland. Who had 1 minute into the show?
Happy Monday.
Thursday, June 24th, save the date. And come out to Osprey, 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, from 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be there with my whole family, and I'd love to meet you. And there's the Osprey.
He's there.
It's really in the background, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah. He's not in the forefront. He's just hanging out.
He's flying, putting little sticks in his nest. That's June 24th, Thursday, two weeks from this Thursday.
Two weeks.
Exactly.
The Osprey Restaurant and Bar features a heated patio, gluten-free.
He's closer now.
Gluten-free, and did you hit the wrong button? Is that what it was?
No, not at all.
All right. The Osprey Restaurant and Bar features a heated all I know is one was in the background and now one's too loud, but that's okay. Vegetarian options, plenty of free parking, and for one night, it's not like a one night. Don't take that out for one night. I hate to be hypercritical.
Really, for 2 hours.
It's just it's a meet and greet. And for one night, you make it sound like I'm coming out with a microphone and a tuxedo.
No,
I'm
just trying to explain
for one
the rarity.
Is what we do.
The rarity and the urgency of it is
it's
the fact
rare.
That it's once.
It's just
for
been a
less
pandemic.
Less than 2 hours.
That's not less than 2 hours.
65 minutes.
Did you guys have a good time on Friday? Did you have a thank you for covering for me?
Yes.
Didn't get too much bad press.
No.
Press.
Maybe we got different threats. So people love the three of us. They hate Rob and Oscar. They do.
What's the matter with Oscar's microphone all of a sudden?
I don't know. I'm talking. Someone get changed?
Let me continue on this.
Please.
Come on out for Thirsty Fun. It's my first ever appearance in the Pacific Northwest. So be a part of history. And a splendid time is guaranteed. You wrote this with so little concern for the event. It's just incredible. It's so cynical. It's so filled with insincerity. Come out for the Thirsty Fun. My first ever Pacific in the... So be a part of the history. Be a part of history.
Yes,
really?
Of course. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, the first time you've ever done that part of the country, of course.
And a splendid time.
Yes.
Is guaranteed for all.
This is a good
splendid.
Thing. Splendid. That's actually a quote from a Beatles song that I thought some people would enjoy.
You make me barf sometimes. June 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Osprey, 700 North Division Street in Spokane. Let me know if I should save you a seat. Okay, just look for the merriment. That's right. Is this the new one? Or
yeah,
is this the old one?
This is revised.
Well, how come we didn't put the website in?
We talked about it last time that we did. It's www.ospreyspokane.com.
Ospreyspokane.com?
Yes.
Can we do a new one with the...
Absolutely.
Without history?
Yes.
Sarcasm?
Without merriment?
Without merriment and without splendid.
Okay, no splendid. It's gone.
But I'm going to be in... I'm excited. I'm really super getting... It's been... We've got school up until about an hour before we get on the plane, so we have no. It's in a surreal time for us right now. We are just figuring out. I don't understand my kid's school year, where summer vacation is like an hour. It's really kind of silly. We're down here. We're on the surface of the sun. I am looking at other kids in other places that have already been dismissed from school. By the way, my child was fortunate enough to be in class learning for most of his school
an
year.
Advantage,
thank God for that. That is a bonus. But it is just like, I remember the first time Carla said to me, when does he go to school till? I said, Carla says he goes till like the 16th. I said, what? What, the 16th? And then they're like back in school on August 17th?
Is it because there's a lot of snow days this year?
I have no idea what it is.
That's a Florida
Well,
joke.
Hurricane days.
Maybe. Oh, that's true. I forgot you had hurricane days. But yeah, it seems like the summer vacation used to be an eternity. It would be after Labor. You wouldn't go back till after Labor Day.
I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah, but
I think we live in a pressure cooker of a society. And I think when people get into the workforce... the idea of the summer being, when you're a kid and you can run around and have that, it's one of the things that's pretty cool. I don't care about other countries capturing our market share or whatever. I think that a kid needs a summer. I remember coming up into June would be just so fabulously exciting.
Yes.
Because I knew I'd be going until Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And now they start at the beginning of August and it doesn't... I don't know. I don't have any real skin in the game because it's my kid that has to do it. But it's truly odd to me to go to mid to late June and then start in mid-August.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure I understand that.
But
and now from the other side, what's that?
It messes with your schedule. Imagine a world where your kid would go year-round. You'd have a fixed schedule, just like in Japan. And for me, my parents would find summer school courses to send us to summer school. Just to send us to summer school. So you'd be in there with Mark Harmon and all the rest of the crew, and you'd see all these derelicts in there. And be like, what are you here for? I'm like, I don't know. My parents sent me here. They said I had to go to school in the summer.
Perfectly good grades, perfectly adequate.
Yeah,
just get the
it.
Kids to summer school. Well, it was probably for them just to get you out of their hair. That was it.
They would, and they'd pay a penny to the private school system or a public school system. I remember that.
Robert and Julia are doing a summer school class this year to get a math credit out of the way for college.
Perfect.
Well, that's fine. And I'm okay with that. But it just seems, getting back to the whole trip out west, we just have been go, 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 go. And now, the idea of getting out of here and traveling is just woefully unprepared to go to somewhere we've never been before,
You have an advantage, though. If I'm not mistaken, Mike, your daughter just went to Yellowstone.
Yosemite.
Oh, Yosemite. Yosemite. Sorry. Yosemite.
Mm. Yeah, I saw those pictures online. That you found out when I, you know, when I, you found out before I did, because I found out like 10 minutes before we taped this show.
Really?
That she was in Yosemite Memorial Day weekend. I've been back and forth with Catherine on getting the tickets for her play about a boy that's going to be debuting in July off Broadway. I forgot the name of the theater. I'm not sure whether she wants me to promote it yet, so I won't. Because it is a very exclusive event, and not quite sure how she wants me to handle that. All I know is that she told me that you know where I could get my tickets, and so I've acquired the tickets for
is her show.
Guess it's gonna be a good show.
Yeah, Mike,
this ain't
have
like
we reached
college theater anymore?
Have we reached an era where off Broadway can command on Broadway pricing?
It is. Let's just say. You know, Papa's reaching into the pocketbook.
Yeah.
Well,
you're supporting Mike is supporting the arts.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, if I'd known it was going to be, I would have had the kid, you know, get a babysitter at the hotel or something. Anywho,
it doesn't include airfare, does it?
Looking forward to it. No, it doesn't.
Oh, darn it.
Very busy, though. It's going to be very busy and then maybe chill. And that time we'll be back down here for the teeth of hurricane season.
Mm. Excellent. Mm.
So I'm not really sure summer really means anything to me anymore. I really don't think so.
Well, I mean, in Florida, summer is where it is in the, you know, I'd say the northeast part of the United States. People look forward to summer. You kind of dread it down there, don't you?
Well, up in Maine, where all my relatives are, the old children is what I call them now. The old kids, you know, that it's just like summer because they want their life to be like that forever.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, it's summer for them. You know, let's have the square dance.
Well, the concert, the weekend concert, red hot dogs.
Do you miss Maine?
Yes.
You miss Maine?
At this point in time, I would be in Maine normally.
Yeah.
So I do miss it. So I do miss it. But you got to do different things in life. And I want to see that part of the country. And I'm excited about that. And I'm super excited about seeing people in Spokane at Osprey. It's going to be a lot of fun. So it's going to be a very, very interesting. I'll be doing a travel log with you guys every day. I'm going to try to check in. You know, I'm going to do the best I can and, you know, check in with you guys on a Zoom call every day for about 15 to 30 seconds. Remember that? Write that down.
Depending on 30, network capabilities.
That's right.
Depending on.
There's not a lot of internet out there. We learned that when we were speaking to Dirk. There are some technological challenges in Washington, such as the spontaneous connection of earbuds.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oscar, you. Let me turn that down. Why are you looking at your background?
I just didn't know if all the lights were on because I feel a little warmth.
That's
on
particularly
me.
Sparse today. That's really. It looks like you're. It looks like you get your
Guantanamo
you know, after the Nuremberg trials and they're getting ready to hang you.
This is the Guantanamo look.
What'd be great is if we had a picture of Oscar with that background holding up a picture of today's newspaper to prove he was alive.
We're in that's what it looks like. Shift, and I said, everybody out. I got to do a show.
Everybody out! So, yeah, a little draggy today. It was kids all weekend.
And in what way?
Well, our friends, we don't socialize with them regularly, but they're our friends, Drew and Shana, who have a wonderful little boy named Donnie, who's my son's best friend. And we have a very, very super chill way of kind of like, does Donnie want to come over for a sleepover? Or does Michael want to come over for a sleepover? And they dig it when it happens for them, and we dig it when it happens for us. He's a funny kid. He's a good kid, and I love him. I really he's of all of my son's friends. Donnie's been with him the longest, and you know how it is when you've got a regular friend, as you know, Rob.
Yeah,
it's just super cool to have. You know, they become almost like your own kids.
Yeah,
and it's just overnights are nothing. You know, I mean, I didn't
Donnie
even get
is
up,
your Jabril.
You know? I think Drew came in as like, hey, Drew, hey, Donnie, go in there. They hit his room, but with overnights with 7 year olds. You never know what your schedule's
going right.
to be. Here's the thing that's great. We don't get the, I'm tired or I'm scared. You don't, they've been at each other's houses enough times now where it's just a chance for them to go crazy. And at one point, the only thing where they lifted me out of my slumber was like, Dad, come quick.
Oh,
and
no.
I ran into the bedroom and they had achieved some incredible level on Fortnite that they wanted to show me.
How do you fake any interest or joy?
Yeah, I do. I give it the lip service of like, wow, that's really great. But I don't do. I might have done. I might have, you know, really been a fake and done a fist bump.
Yeah,
that's great. That's awesome. Okay, and I'm out. And then I go back out. So. I went Saturday night. I think we turned in relatively early on Saturday night, and I went.
Was this the night of the sleepover?
This was the night of the sleepover, and I go into a deep, deep state of slumber, which I just don't get to anymore. It doesn't happen, and it's special when I do, and we had nothing on the docket for Sunday, so it was kind of cool to just sleep and not have to worry about anything. You know what that's like, to have nothing really on the agenda. And I'm... with my like my mask, and the best way I could describe it was by pantomime. I'll show you.
Okay.
So I'm on my side and I'm just going. Like that. And there are two, I only can describe it as a scene from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So you got these giant heads and these tiny little bodies that looked out silhouetted by the dark room.
Yes,
with,
of course.
With the light coming through the window, the morning, the early morning light at like 6:15. And Michael goes, Dad, can you get me some Vetabucks or whatever the hell the bucks are for his game? I don't
know. Oh, so they're not even calling for, I thought sure it would have been a breakfast call.
I know. It
it's
not
a video gaming
call,
Oscar.
And I'm like, man, and I go, yeah, before you go by. And then they were out. And then it was maybe an hour later before I woke up again. But it was just like, I really, if you had seen them silhouetted, it would have been like, boop, 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 boop. It was just, there they were with their heads and stuff. And I don't think I had to do, did I do any? I didn't do a special breakfast, which was great. I liked it, you know, because that gets old too. I'm so burned out on being a dad this summer that now weekend breakfasts are, you know, it's just like, what do you want? Cheerios. Awesome choice.
I had not thought about this. Asking your parents for money is just asking them for their thumb to press on a phone. Or asking them for a credit card. When I was younger, like,
it was
you had
some
to get cash.
Sort of thing for Fortnite.
Yeah.
It was some sort of coinage for Fortnite.
I'll get a text for Julia, and she'll say, can I buy gas? And I say, yeah, you can buy gas. She says, no, but will you pay for it? I said, yeah, but I don't have any cash to give you, and I don't want to give you. She says, don't worry, I got it. She has the information and, like, Apple Pay for me.
Right.
So if she ever wants it, she can just. She's still at a point where she's asking, which is nice.
That is nice.
But she doesn't need me for anything. Anymore.
Well, it's you know, so many kids are being helped out by parents with COVID.
Correct.
And all this stuff that's going on right now.
I'm saying from a kid standpoint,
it's a different
buying
game
credits on a video game, which I remember didn't exist when I was younger. But if I had to ask my dad for anything, it was a long negotiation with his pockets and how much cash he had on him.
I think I'm spoiling him that way. I think I'm not being as, you know, because, well... I will, since I'm mentioning the weekend, I'll give you all the details. We went to the Cracker Barrel over the weekend.
I have never been to a Cracker Barrel.
You have not. And I also spent the entire weekend, obviously, getting my hair teased.
Yeah.
I'm the goal for the second half of 2021 will be to fix this. Either go back with it. Like this.
Mike, it looks like you spent a good portion of your weekend in Rodrigo's chair getting that worked on. God, Rodrigo will make that work.
All right, here we go.
Rodrigo.
So anywho, Cracker Barrel Saturday night, right after Donnie got dropped off.
Yeah. An older demographic there on a Saturday night?
I would say, yeah. Yeah, I would say relatively.
Okay.
There were 8 to 9 Larry the Cable guys in there.
Oh, that's good.
That I saw. We decided that because I really want to get diabetes, we decided that we would be there. My wife and I would get blueberry pancakes because apparently she has been told they have great blueberry pancakes. And I don't know where quite to begin. The kids got their kids stuff. Can't even tell you what they ordered. Carl and I had blueberry pancakes. I ordered a beer, Miller Lite, that came out tepid that I really didn't taste much of.
Pancakes and beer?
I don't know what was going on. It was a weird...
Okay.
They have the best breakfast there. If you got to go...
It, Well, the breakfast was okay, but this all right. I'm going to give you the negatives, all right? The I'll give you the positive, and then I'll give you the multiple negatives, all right? The positive, the pancakes.
Really?
That's it. That's it.
Now, the negative. Hold it, before you move on, as a Maine guy, how did their blueberries measure up? Was it fakey blueberry?
They put the frozen Maine blueberries in the pancakes.
I like that method. I like
that's
that
all I need. And all then right. the batter was fabulous. It was really, if you want a pancake, go over there. I recommend it highly.
Okay.
I don't recommend the crap room that you have to walk through to get to the Cracker Barrel.
The gift shop?
Well, everything that could possibly be described as made in a foreign country, the Americans just sap up. It's garbage. It's absolute. It's valueless garbage, from their clothing to their, you know, to their candles to every, you know, I suppose it's a Yankee candle that they're overcharging for.
No, you know what it is, Mike? It's a dollar store disguised in crafts.
Yeah, okay, it is. It's kind of like a dollar, but it wasn't a dollar store.
No, it's more expensive.
I didn't see dollar store prices.
And also, Mike, I would guess at a Cracker Barrel, they wouldn't be selling anything that had the word Yankee in it.
Mm-hmm. Rob, when you go to a restaurant, being a man of larger carriage, when you walk into a restaurant,
right?
Correct me if I'm wrong, because you're probably just like me. The first thing you do after you are seated is you put your arms like this and you sit forward on the table.
Right.
Correct?
Of course. Yeah.
So the feeling of lifting that arm up when it's time to lift the arm up and feeling it peel, sticky to the table is a absolute effortless attempt to, with a dirty rag, and then to have the server come over. And if I ran the restaurant, I would say, I don't mind that you are, I'm a person, I'm a large person too. I don't mind that you're a large person. What I do mind is that you're a large person that's covered with some sort of bandages. Whether it's an ace bandage on your elbow and a Band-Aid on your forearm, I'm going to throw up in my food.
There's nothing worse than an ace bandage.
An ace bandage does not belong on a server of any kind.
Mike, I'm guessing that was it not exactly tightly wrapped either?
No, it was furthest from tightly wrapped on the elbow.
A lot of give.
And I can eat anywhere. I can eat anywhere. There's certain things that hit the gross out button on me that really just, it makes it gross.
Yeah.
And suddenly when you see that server, so it was on this arm, the ace bandage right here.
Yes.
And then on the other arm, a giant square like Curad, right in the middle. And I'm like, I'm already kind of going, and she has a mask. They're wearing masks. And she was a fast talker. So when she came over, I'll use my screen cleaner here.
Okay.
So when she came over, it was
not even close.
Close that. Then I would think pancakes are batter into a pan comes out.
Yeah.
It was 35 minutes. 35 minutes. And by that time, I don't care how good the pancakes are, and it was that. And then, you know, to be awakened by two aliens the following morning after that, it was a pretty pretty exciting weekend.
Did the kids
in the O'Mara household?
Did the kids excuse themselves to the gift shop for some browsing?
We were wrapping things up, and we sent them away, and they flew over there, and I ended up buying a Fortnite helicopter that you'd get probably in a Target for $5 that I spent $30. Michael spent I spent $15 on it. Michael spent $15 of his allowance that he had for doing chores, and because he was going to share it with Donnie, I tasked them with taking the dogs out for the rest of the evening,
all right,
which meant two more walkings, including a poop walk, which means you don't come back until the dog has expressed his
behalf. Yeah. You get full detonation.
Did you explain this in no uncertain terms?
I'm 61. I'm supposed to be like having a nice dinner with a couple other older folks and just sitting there and going, hey, how are you? Like that. You know, not doing what I'm doing.
Mike, did you express the rules of the poop walk in no uncertain terms to young Donnie? Now listen, young man. You are not to return.
Let me tell you what poop walks are down here. Winslow, the Boston Terrier, has a propensity. We have palm trees because it's Florida.
Right.
Palm trees, the fronds, especially this time of year, fall out of the trees. Mm-hmm. It's the circle of life.
That's right.
It's the circle of life.
Say it's a-
I have. You
oopa, oopa, oopa.
Yeah, I have it somewhere. I don't have it. I have this one.
Hakuna Matata. Also great.
So what happens is the little Winslow likes to poop on the palm front. The loose palm front. And I have to pull them off because if you've ever tried to, it's tough enough to extract with the plastic glove on the dung from the grass, much less balance teetering on a palm front.
The worst.
So that's why I did a lot of that this weekend too on my incredibly exciting weekend.
Why do you suppose he poops on a palm front? That's odd to me.
It's why do fish hang around the bridge?
I don't know. That's
structure.
Weird. I guess
animals like structure. They stick on plants. He doesn't like to right out in the lawn. He likes that. He likes that. And the kids like to come into my room. And because Donnie's part of Michael's, best buddy, they both go shoulder to shoulder. And I see the outline of E.T. with their giant heads and their little bodies. And I freak the hell out. Meanwhile, Queen sleeps a lot. Didn't even, notice what was going on. You know, she got her Z's.
I'm shocked that little Michael just comes into your room without him knocking. I
remember and with the a
door
friend,
open.
Yeah.
The door is open. The door is wide open.
My parents wouldn't let us go into their bedroom unless it was an emergency.
Well, that's because Mike doesn't have nudes hanging in there. So it's okay.
The full-length nude. We have, not 100% confirmation, but...
Right.
And by the way, to your mom, salute. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Yeah, you've said that's too much.
That sketch haunts me.
And then the last thing about the weekend was that this tournament that was going on, the FSGA Junior Ooh. Tournament in Florida, and where little golfers come from all over the state, from Jacksonville, from Orlando, from Palm Beach, all over the state of Florida to come to. And these 12-year-old kids were there, and I look. If you don't like kids, you don't like kids.
Right.
So I'm sorry if this is too kid friendly. Oscar likes children.
I love kids.
I was only kidding.
He loves kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is it's just so fun to see them in this environment. These 12-year-olds that are running around, and some of them, you got a 12-year-old can be a total pocket rocket, pint size, or a 12-year-old can be like, excuse me, I said, how old are you, 12? Yes, sir, I just hit a 300-yard drive.
Someone check his papers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Stay out of the way. And talking to the parents that seemed totally devoted and into their kids. Not sure, I don't know what the details are, whether these are stage moms and dads or not, but it was fun to watch them. And I brought my son out, who was kind of intrigued by watching that, and I was like sort of trying to whisper. He didn't quite hear me, but I was trying to get into his brain. Please study them. Be as good as they are. College scholarship, please. College scholarship. But anyway, it was fascinating to watch all these, wonderfully talented kids in all shapes and sizes, all different weight classes. Really, they're just adorable. I'm sorry. I think little kids are just adorable when they're out there trying to achieve something. It's just fun to watch them. I could have been there. We were there on Michael's time. I think we watched two foursomes come through.
Okay.
I could have sat there all afternoon and watched these kids play because it was just so much fun to watch them. But then again, once they would determine that I would be the parent or I would be the man, the 61-year-old man that didn't have any children in the tournament, someone might come over and say, what's he doing there?
Exactly.
What is that man doing there? Stalking the children. But it was great. It was great to see kids, and hopefully, we'll see if he gets into it. I'd love him to get into it. Because this will be the real... In the future for me, that would be the line of demarcation for my life. I would stop playing like I play, and I would go follow him around and do that. And that
Can't
would be perfectly okay for me. Yeah, I can play with him. I'm going to do that too. But I mean, these parents make no mistake about it. I think these parents that have athletes that are young, whether it's gymnastics, whether it's Little League baseball, whether it's whatever, they give up a lot of their mom and dad time to be with these youngsters. And there's go ahead.
Unless you're Tiger Woods' dad and you build a shaggin' wagon to go out.
Yeah, and that's when you start calling yourself
shaggin' wagon
Earl
O'Mara in the parking lot.
No. Yeah.
There was one trailer. There was one like super big van and a trailer, like the whole family goes on the road. And that was, it wasn't a shaggin' wagon, but it looked like somebody had come down in the, well, that's what Earl did, right?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't Earl, terrible. You know,
he had an eye for beauty, Mike. That's all.
Well, it's
Earl Woods.
Anywho, but it was just neat to watch the whole thing, and that would be a life that I would be.
Did you pick up any pointers?
Those would be weekends that I would be. No, because you really don't want to bother the. I did ask, like, when did they get into it? And
how intense is the average dad that's watching his kid play?
There are two types. There was one guy that, you know, I think that we. We white devils, we bigoted white Americans,
right.
Tend to pigeonhole Indian parents as being overly pushy and that type of thing. But he's one of the nicest dads ever, and he was super cool, gave me all the information I wanted to know. Michael's age, playing tournaments, so... You know, she's explaining that to me as I'm saying already, he's already behind the eight ball.
It's way too late.
It's too late. I've blown it. No, but it was fun. And, you know, pretty nice little weekend. And Cracker Barrel. That's all. And bandages.
Mike, yeah. Make sure you don't put that Ace bandage on too tight. Otherwise, it can't catch all the dirt.
Yummy, yummy, sticky table. We're going to take a break.
Oh, no.
We'll come back with the homepage. A lot going on in the world, and we'll have more. And then we'll talk about the one of us purchased the pay-per-view fight. Another Floyd Mayweather grift. when we come back, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And she did a fine job, though, the waitress. Had a good attitude with her bandage.
Oh, oh.
Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow. Mike's
Frost
and Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny, too. Q, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me thunder because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl. Literally. But the bonus show's even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarryShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot.
Yep, palm frond. Poop on the palm frond. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Theragun. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. I use it. I love it. You'll love it, too. It's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The one I use is called the Gen 4 Theragun. It gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. All you have to do is try it. You'll know what I'm talking about. The OLED screen and design is amazing. You got to go to their site and check this out. Plus, Theragun, the app, it learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. It's great. You're going to love it. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams, elite athletes, hundreds of thousands of customers, and I love it too. Kevin Durant and Aaron Rodgers, they invested in the company. That's how much they believe in Theragun. All you have to do is try it and you'll know what I'm talking about. It's built so beautifully. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. Theragun.com, not Theragun, Theragun.com/TMOS. And we thank them for being an advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
All right, I welcome you guys weighing in on this one because I thought it was a little much ado about nothing, and you know what team I play for politically.
Right.
Donald Trump spoke to Republicans in North Carolina on Saturday night, and I saw it. It was a little unusual, and then apparently it just captured the internet because apparently it looked like he had his pants on backwards.
Yes.
The fit of the pants made it look like he was wearing the butt on the front, and it didn't look like there was a zipper on them. Some people also thought he could have been wearing a diaper underneath. You'll have to look at the pictures if you haven't seen them. By now, probably a lot of people have seen them.
Yeah.
But Snopes looked into this very critical issue and determined that Trump did not wear his pants backwards and there was a zipper on the front. Snopes. Yeah, we sent our zipper experts into.
We hired a tailor, you know.
It's where we are now.
He's wearing his pants big.
After all this went down, I just had the show The Office on in the background on Sunday afternoon, and there was the episode where Michael Scott accidentally put on a woman's suit and wore it to work, and they spotted him, and she said, "That's a woman's suit. Look, shoulder pads and no pockets." And I'm thinking, okay, that I can see happening. But to me, this looks like they were trying to go for a fit on the former president that was a little too tight and it didn't flatter him. I don't think they were backwards.
I have worn gym shorts, you know, like athletic shorts that you work out in. Mesh. Backwards. Multiple times.
I've done it.
I've done it for the day.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, this is embarrassing.
You're sitting there because that's how you do it, because you can go the whole day and then, you know, somebody will mention
something. Like, these pockets don't
go the wrong way.
Why do I have to reach around my ass to get into my pockets?
But on hard slacks, Mike, there's more of a shape.
School slacks.
Yes, hard pants.
Go to church pants. You know, probably not.
Trousers.
Happen,
yeah, but you're not going to make that mistake with trousers. And I don't think he's wearing a diaper.
You know, and people go out of their minds. You know what I mean?
I love it.
It's just where we are. It's where we are as a society. You want to know why they hate us and we hate them.
I took a gander.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle welcomed their daughter on Friday. Her name is Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor. Lily, for short, Lily. I call my daughter Lily Beats.
That's sweet.
She's an Elizabeth. So yeah. They said, quote, "She is more than we could ever imagine, and we remain grateful for the love and prayers we felt from across the globe. Thank you for your continued kindness and support during this very special time for our family." Lily is named after Queen Elizabeth, whose family nickname is Lilibet. She's the Queen's 11th grandchild. The Diana in her name obviously comes from Harry's mother. Harry and Meghan also have a 2-year-old son with a great name, Archie. I love that name.
I do too.
I love the name Archie. You know, really, my father would say, "Why are you in that? You know what they did to the Irish? Dad, stop it."
Yes. I saw a picture of the baby. I think it was wearing a diaper.
Backwards.
Backwards.
You were going to say something?
I finally watched the Oprah long form interview
I actually feel
for Harry now. Like, I'm on Team Harry.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird thing.
I felt sorry for Oprah.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for getting us out of that. Because I really didn't want to go into it. Here's one good thing that's come out of the pandemic. Very few people got the flu. We probably already knew that.
Flu?
All of the social distancing may have killed off several mutant strains of the flu.
That's great.
Masks allow. Mm-hmm. So making effective flu shots should be easier, and they might work better than they did before. Look, I'm not wearing my mask. I'm not. I'll tell you that. I'm not wearing it in grocery stores. The CDC said you don't need to wear it if you've been fully vaccinated. But, you know, if you really want to go through cold and flu season, I bet people are going to keep their masks around.
Getting sick, right back on.
I think that's a great idea.
Smart.
Ultimately, to wear that. So, who knows? Joaquin Phoenix is a dedicated and proud vegan, but he won't force it on his son, River. Named after, obviously, his late brother.
River.
He said, quote, "I'm not going to impose my belief on my child. I don't think that's right." Instead, he'll let River know where meat comes from, and then he'll laugh like the Joker. I love that movie. I've watched that movie like 20 times.
It's a good feel-good fact. Yeah.
It's almost as popular on my hit parade as Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but not quite. Mm. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I never don't stop.
Well, different tones.
Joker, but it's dark.
It's so dark.
Not a lot of levity in it.
No. No, it does. But he's so scary.
Yeah.
He's so skinny scary.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Yeah. He also won't let River read farm animal books and not know that that's what a hamburger is made of. He adds, quote, I'm not going to indoctrinate him with the idea that McDonald's has a Happy Meal. This is him being a vegan all the way. I'm not going to indoctrinate him with the idea that McDonald's is a Happy Meal because there's nothing effing happy about that meal. Well, there is something happy about it. It's the way it tastes.
Yeah, and the toy.
When it's going in your cake hole. Sorry, River. I mean, Joaquin, but that's the way you got to feel about it, right?
Nothing happy about
it. I used to go out
it.
To see my boring spinster aunts down in Middletown, New Haven, Connecticut every weekend, and the only thing that was my happy place was going for McDonald's, which is probably why I ended up fat in the first place. Really? And I swear to God, you want to know why people are fat in America? Go spend time at Carbo Barrel.
Yes, exactly.
Jesus Christ. Would you like some deep fried chips? Well, chips are fried anyway. No, we deep fried them in batter.
Oh.
I mean, it's just, it's astonishing.
I have it a really hard time is. Eating the chips with my forearms stuck to the table, though.
They have bins, they have bags of Charles chips, though, which I grew up with. You ever hear of Charles chips?
Mm-hmm. I have not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charles chips. Carla said they were the best salt and vinegar. Yes, she bought a bag. Because what better way to enjoy on top of your blueberry pancakes? And then just go.
$17 bag of chips.
Before the aliens arrive in the morning. Now a little something, something. 70-year-old Jerry Dietrich is a serial pooper in Greenville, Ohio.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
For 10 years, he has been pooping and peeing in his neighbor's yard. And finally, on Sunday morning at 3:15, he got caught. I will assume that's, yes, 3:15 in the morning. The neighbor, Matthew Guyette, called 911 after spotting a man squatting down and relieving himself near a private hedge outside the home of this guy, Guyette, that he shares with his husband. Upon being confronted by Guyette, the suspect got up and walked away from the property. During police questioning, Dietrich admitted to the pooping and also told cops he's been doing it for years.
That's nice.
Wow. Dietrich, cops say, admitted targeting the home because Guyette and his spouse are Democrats and support Joe Biden, while he is a Trump man. A patrolman noted that Dietrich's statement leads me to believe this incident is politically motivated.
You think?
Guyette! He was cited for littering.
Oh.
Well, I guess that's what it is. Dietrich is scheduled to be arraigned June 8th on the misdemeanor count. The pooper, Guyette noted, would leave behind 3 or 4 crumpled up restaurant napkins he used to clean himself. That was my clue that I had a visitor. There is no word on which Cracker Barrel he got the napkins from. Thank you. That's all my tribute. Just have a little fun. I'd go back for the blueberry
pancakes. The quad and hamstring, just that type of master. Like, I could never do that these days. Just
he was 70. The guy was 70, so you don't know whether really he was squatting or maybe just sort of bending at a certain level.
Or scooting.
Yeah. And restaurant napkins.
Oh,
yeah. Yum, yum. We'll take a break. We will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Checking whoa, whoa. Live from the deck of the Jack Tar.
Do you know that Pony has something peculiar and unexpected in his car at all times?
So I got an inflatable fishing kayak.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I never thought I'd get a gone fishing from this guy.
I like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods.
You don't even eat them?
I mean, I don't want to eat a dirty Fairfax fish.
Bad fish.
I'll eat, like, flounder if I'm, like, surf fishing in Virginia Beach.
I caught you a delicious bass.
This shark will swallow you whole.
Whether you're the skipper on the deck of the Jack Tar or the SS Caballito.
Small horse.
The Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center has everything you need for your next fishing expedition.
One case of apricot brandy.
Happy.
Iranian caviar, and don't forget the color TV.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and as we say on the high seas,
here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you still going to the post office and still paying full price for your postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to do that anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. You can print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates. Post office.
Hey, man, rage. This is the best way to send a package.
These rates are going to surprise you. Up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Here's what I want you to do. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. One of the three principals on this program bought the pay-per-view Floyd Mayweather fight over the weekend. One of us is a rube. Another grip,
I'd like to buy the fight, please.
Who, first of all, Logan is Paul. This dude Logan Paul, and what is he all about?
He's a famous YouTuber.
Okay.
The track to
Does
fame.
He fight?
He has fought. He fought on the latest Tyson card, and he did win that fight. I know who Logan Paul is. I think I was introduced to him by Mac McIntosh of Micro Center fame.
Okay. All right. Years
was ago. He on the undercard on this fight?
No, he wasn't.
Okay, he wasn't.
So Logan Paul is just, he's an uber YouTuber. Like, he's one of the top YouTubers in the world. He decided to become a professional boxer. He actually won his first fight. When Mike talks about being grifted, I felt that way after this Mayweather fight, because to call it a fight is just, you know, that's a stretch.
Well, the Pacquiao fight back in the day was my last
like $100
move into that. I would certainly not hesitate to do a pay-per-view for Ultimate Fighting, MMA, mixed martial arts, but I will never buy that big boxing match if it's in that weight class anymore, because I think I felt grifted. I felt completely grifted. He does this all the time.
Mike, I just sent you a picture of Logan Paul to give you an idea what a scary looking guy this guy is.
All right.
So you give you to help you picture the fight.
If I can give you further context, this
kind of looks like Matthew McConaughey.
This fight, he's a good looking dude. This fight is completely, it's an exhibition.
Sure.
And they set you up in the beginning, because I heard about what it cost. If you were part of the first million buys, prior to the first million, you could pay $24.99. Mm-hmm. If you, and after that million buys, the price jumped to $39.99. For those that purchased the fight on a whim or on a lark, like I did.
Yes.
I paid $49.99.
Just poured money into what was apparently a horrible fight?
It wasn't a fight. It was the dancing. It was...
Which is what Floyd Mayweather does. Correct. Every time he's in the ring.
I felt like there would be more boxing involved. Chad Ochocinco got knocked down, and it just was embarrassing. But for a Sunday night, I think this was manufactured and planned appropriately, because I thought that I missed the fight on Saturday night. No, the fight was on Sunday evening.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Which I'm looking at it, and I said, I can tape 60 minutes, and I'm going to buy this.
60 minutes was free.
It was free.
Well, it said, so Logan Paul goes the distance with Floyd Mayweather.
Correct.
Logan Paul raised his right glove and pointed to the sky. He then made a face at Floyd Mayweather, taunting him, and then flicked out a jab. It was a surreal moment in a surreal build-up. That's the key, build-up to the fight. Mm-hmm. YouTube star turned prize fighter Logan Paul went the distance with him. All 8 rounds on Sunday night. Hey, it was at the Hard Rock. I could have driven over. It was in Miami. He's better than I thought he was, Mayweather said of Paul. I just think the whole thing's BS, right?
Yeah.
I think it's just a grift. I think it's a pure grift. They made millions of dollars because he'll fight anybody if the guy's got a name profile. Mm-hmm. Right?
You know something's up when they say the first million, $24.99. Most people aren't going to order until day of. That's just the way it works.
Right.
Right. So, hey, can I ask a question? How we doing back there? Doing a little show, Michael. Come here. Why are you talking? It sounds like you're upset.
Oh, dear.
Michael?
Maybe he bought the pay-per-view as well.
Did you buy the Mayweather pay-per-view fight?
Big Logan Paul fan?
Now, of course, silence. Plenty of screaming while I'm actually doing the show, but then silence when I ask somebody, hey, Carla?
Maybe he stubbed his toe.
Is anyone home?
Well, it has to be because you heard someone scream, right?
I don't know what's going on. I'm going to implement some new rules.
Okay.
In, because this new taping schedule, which is temporary,
right,
will, you know, it's wreaking havoc on the, I usually like to have a quiet room. I'm going to ask one more time, just see what's going
on. Right. All right.
Is there anyone home? There he goes. Thank you, Rob. I think maybe they were going on the way out.
Oh, okay.
They retreated.
Let me call Mrs. O'Meara.
Yeah, I think that's only fair.
Yeah, give her a holler.
Just to see
what's going on. $1 a holler.
Hey, what the hell? Well, all we got is time. Who's going to lose?
Some resolution here.
All right, what's going on? Where were you when I was asking? Come here, please. Come over here. What? Does mommy have a facial today? Is mommy here? Mm. Where is mommy? What?
We can't hear him. We can't hear him.
Here, you got to talk into the microphone.
I wasn't watching.
You weren't watching what?
I was watching a movie.
What movie?
Go Dog Go.
Go Dog Go. Can you talk into the microphone so the guys can hear?
Yes.
So you were talking at the movie? Is that what I heard in the background?
No.
What?
Well, mom's in the... I don't know.
Okay.
Mom's in the bedroom.
Oh, napping.
She's sleeping? Yeah, great. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Love you. Take care. What's that? You're going to be playing Fortnite? Yeah, I told him about Fortnite. What's the thing that you and Donnie won? Tell him what you won.
A victory royale.
Ooh, oh, it's nice. Victory
royale. Cool.
Congratulations.
Exciting. All
right, see you later. See you later. Did you just break the... what did you break? All right, I'm sorry. I apologize. That's not being very professional. Just please be quiet while I'm doing the show. Thank you.
When do moms usually nap? I'm just curious.
Oh, it can be anytime.
Yeah.
Sometimes the nap connects.
Rob, you're talking to the expert right here. We have the expert on our show.
Yes.
Who could write the book on it.
The ideal mapping, I would say, time would be like 3:30 to 6:30. Mm. So, and it doesn't have to be a 3 full hours. It can be any portion of time there. And then there's also sometimes nap roulette, where Carrie just lays down and doesn't set an alarm, and maybe she'll wake up and maybe she won't. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see. It could be anything. It could be anything. And it could be
in the Lion Kingdom, you know, in that situation, the male is always sleeping under a tree and the female goes out.
Yeah.
Well, in human beings,
it's different.
It's reversed.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it can be, there's also different, you know, different styles of naps. There's the, I think I'm just going to put my head down on the couch nap. Then maybe a blanket gets involved. That's another level. And then maybe it's, I think I'm going to go upstairs. Mm-hmm. And she ain't folding laundry. She's hitting the hay. So there's different levels of commitment, but I would say the sweet spot, 3:30 to 6:30. And of course, that being 2:30 to 5:30 central time. This is what happens.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta wake her up.
And sometimes she'll wake up and say, well, why didn't you wake me up? Say, I don't know. You were asleep. Well, I didn't want to miss anything. Well, trust me, you didn't.
This is great.
I'm cruel. I'm being cruel right now.
Yeah.
Hello?
Are you sleeping?
No, why?
Where are you?
I am in the living room.
I can hear you in the living room. Did you hear when I was calling for people before?
No, I was out walking Frankie.
Oh, busted. Sorry.
Can you ask me the same question we asked?
Well, I'll ask you. Bye. No, I can't. In answer to your question now with that tone. I just got to. What's the question? She's writing back at me right now.
To say, what is the optimal nap time?
Yeah, Brad.
Like
mommy
period of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't now because she wasn't my son who's in the video screen who doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Well, it doesn't matter.
She wasn't napping. She was out walking the dog, so she wasn't napping.
But she does nap. And when she naps, what time does she like to nap?
Carla, what time do you like to nap? Now.
Now.
That's a good answer. A good tip in. Mm-hmm. So where the hell were we with this fight? It was a ripoff, right?
It was a ripoff.
Another ripoff?
And yes. Also with a sort of a pyramid scheme pricing scheme, right?
Yeah, when you get in and you miss the $24.99, then you're like, oh, maybe I'll just get it for $39. Well, and you forget about it. And then Sunday rolls around, like, oh, I'm fine. Take my money.
They don't punch, though. They never hurt each other, right?
No one ever really gets hurt. No one ever really gets hurt.
You know, it's so funny when you think of, and look, I know I cop to being an animal for liking these combat sports. I do. I love mixed martial arts. I like a good fight. I love a good boxing match. I like a fight in a hockey game. I do. I'm sorry. Right. I just don't mind it. Doesn't bother me at all. So if you're going to pay for something like that, and you got two guys with big, pouncy glass boxing gloves on, go fight.
Yeah, fight.
You know, instead of just sitting there and, you know, it's just have a fight. I'm Irish.
Have a fight.
If you're going to have a fight, have a fight. Fight to the death. No, not to the death. We don't want to go back to that. Although,
Oscar, did it look like maybe that Mayweather and the YouTuber had like an arrangement maybe?
Chad Ochocinco's fight was much better than the Mayweather fight.
Okay.
That's saying.
Chad Johnson?
Chad Johnson lost the fight, but it actually looked like they were trying to hurt each other. The Logan Paul didn't look like they were trying to hurt each other. Mayweather fight. Didn't look, at least to me, compared to that fight.
That was the last fight of the night, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So big letdown.
I'm putting in Logan Paul ripoff. Logan Paul ends up in hospital after Pokemon card scam. Must have been another story. Sorry about that. We have to take a break.
I wonder when likes to nap.
Yeah. You know, there's a better sport out there. There's a better sport for watching, and I don't want you to think anything different about me, but I have a new numero uno that actually superseded golf and Red Sox Yankees baseball.
Ooh.
Wow. It's a big deal. I will tell you about the new pick to click when we come back. Free your mind.
Marijuana. If you are a marijuana enthusiast, you are either thinking about the next time you're going to get it, how you're going to get it, where you're going to hide it. It's on your mind all the time.
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Score weed to find a dealer to get the good stuff.
Drugs are bad.
I'm good.
Oh, my God. The Maui Wowie they have is the best.
I'm paranoid right now because I ate that cookie.
I am actually on LSD now.
The burning weed with its roots in hell.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop out. And subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show.
The TMOS Bonus Show is an extra primo top shelf fatty of laughs every week.
Don't harsh my buzz, dude. Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show and expand your mind.
Click the banner at mygomerashow.com and my guy will totally hook you up.
Let's get some Cheetos.
Jim Hipster Amato.
He loves pot.
Jim Amato loves marijuana.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. hear ye, let's talk ears, shall we? Just like fingerprints, no two ears are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a while, and I hate discomfort. Ultimate Ears fits true wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change all that. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put when you're on the go and they feel great. Ultimate Ears fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect them to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your unique shape. And their charge lasts all day.
All day.
All day.
You're going in all day.
Ultimate Ears fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows, like this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right up till bedtime and for either music or voice. The sound is amazing, and if you don't love them, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits. Welcome back to the show, this is interesting for me because I don't know why. I can't tell you why I got caught up in this, but I am all over women's college softball. I find it absolutely fascinating. I truly do.
Really?
I'm watching because it's a local team from the D.C. area. I think they were a Cinderella story.
Yes.
James Madison. I didn't stay with it to the bitter end because I think they started getting housed by Oklahoma State University or Oklahoma University, University of Oklahoma. You can tell also.
James Madison in Harrisonburg.
Yeah. James okay. Madison.
Okay, yeah.
JMU.
Yeah,
JMU.
Of course, yeah.
Or as like we used to joke around here, just missed UVA. anywho, it's just pretty cool to watch that.
Is it the underhand fast pitch?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
These girls that throw this underhand ball at like 75 miles an hour, and it was fun to watch. And I love there was a, I don't want to say a lack of intensity, but what I was watching were just a joy of playing the game. And it was kind of all these girls having a great time. And I guess they had a really grueling schedule with multiple games during the day. And it was just fun to watch. So anyway, if you ever get a chance, I'll check it out again. I love watching it. I've always wished
was
that
it on
my
ESPN
daughters had played
or where was
it. Was it was on ESPN. Okay. It was nationally televised. And it was very cool. I don't think JMU, I'm not sure who made it in. You can look it up. See who. It was the World Series of college softball. That's what it
was.
I was
just looking it up. And it looks like... I mean, damn, for JMU to be in the World Series, very impressive.
Big deal. They were big unseeded, deal. Which is yeah. a big deal. Yeah.
That's
for them,
huge.
Right?
Yeah. And then as far as women's sports go, I'm happy that frankly, you're getting into it. You know me, I'm an Iowa Hawkeye women's volleyball fan.
Yes. Oh, women's volleyball is fantastic to watch. Amazing athletes in that sport. I really thought it was great.
So, Oscar, are you still following the team? I know you.
I am. Heavy on Instagram.
You like the pictures. They're very nice.
I'm trying to see where we are with it right now. 2021 College World Series final is set. So let me see what that is. Hold on. Let me see just a second. The 2021 Division I NCAA softball tournament is looking to come to a close, and that's today, as only four teams remained. Oklahoma, James Madison, Alabama and Florida State are the remaining teams competing for a national title in the Women's College World Series. The first bracket, come on, blah, blah, blah.
Filler.
Just trying to see where we are.
All filler, no killers.
And all that. It's sports reporting and sports analysis are so laden.
It says the Dukes will play against Oklahoma again at 4 p.m. Monday. So they're just starting their game.
They're just starting their game as we're taping right now. Who's playing who?
It's JMU versus Oklahoma.
So they're playing right now.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, stop listening to this if you're listening to it live. And get over right now to ESPN and watch it. That's what I'm going to be doing afterwards. I don't think even Carla's into it like I'm into it. It's just, it's different. It's something different. And there's a purity to it. People say this about the college game in men's basketball as opposed to the pros, that there's a purity to it, that youthful energy.
Are you bothered by the structure that it's not like a best of seven between two teams and that it's like...
No, what I'm bothered by is with Major League Baseball, and my years and years of rooting for Major League Baseball, where I watch spring training baseball, and you're watching guys that that are trying so hard to play it cool that they seem disinterested. And to an extent, major sports leagues outside of the NFL, I'm sorry I have to give the NFL another pick to click, but it's once a week. Right. And they say these sports, certain sports just don't have the mojo. That in baseball is a great example. I'm watching the Red Sox Yankees. Yeah, that's the end of the first, scoreless. That's the end of the second, scoreless. That's the end. And just this blah 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 attitude. Whereas these college kids, you know, they're not going to be doing that for the rest of their lives. And it was cool to watch.
I see what you said. There was a documentary on PBS I caught a little bit of this weekend because they are promoting the fact that they are remastering and re-releasing Ken Burns' baseball.
Yes.
I think it's 20 years old now or something like that. And so they did a documentary about revisiting it, and the sizzle clips they picked don't sizzle. It's like, well, baseball is America, isn't it?
Well, it's just
competition.
I've had some of the greatest spectator sports moments in my life watching baseball. I have.
I don't know
what happened. And apparently
you loved it.
I can't put my finger on it, but apparently I'm not alone. And the sport is dying in the crib right now.
Well, look, it doesn't...
Actually, it's the wrong expression. It's dying in the funeral home because it's old anyway.
Yeah, there is... You have to acknowledge when they said no to you at JetBlue Park because of a technicality.
Yes.
That really burned you. That was the start of the erosion.
Do you think that's what it... So you think it gets back to my inflated ego?
I think that lit the fuse, yeah.
No, I think I would have... If I had been doing it, I would have done it for like one season and quit.
Yeah,
I would not be the same guy doing that because I would have hated it.
You went in
there. I wouldn't have gotten paid.
We went to a game together. As soon as the guy started talking, be like, listen to this guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hated him.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Still hate him.
Yes.
And you know what, Mike? Even for no pay, I think you would have loved it. I think you would have.
Really?
Yes, you would have. I mean, because I've done, I've done the high school level football, but remember, I was on the field at, and that was no money on FedEx Field, and it was incredible.
But see, it sucks. I think anybody that offers their talent to a sports team should not be abused like that. It's the thing that's wrong with say. Dan Snyder couldn't appeal to you, Mr. I'll do anything for food, a couple of bucks off. To get out there on that field?
I couldn't believe when I heard what other NFL teams give their on-field announcers.
What did you hear? I don't remember that.
Oh, I think it was in the mailbag.
You never talked about it when it was happening.
No, I just found out about it relatively recently. I think it was in the mailbag. Yeah, where they get like merch and a stipend and tickets to the game, the whole deal. And it's
didn't get anything.
No, for a while.
Not even parking, correct?
No, for a while I didn't get parking. And then I did get parking, then I didn't. And so I had to pay for cash parking.
Dan Snyder, such a dick.
And they said, and I said, would it be possible to get tickets to the game? He says, well, you have a press pass. You can go wherever you want. And then they'd say, please leave the field. You're done here. Goodbye. So, they treat it. And I've said this before, so forgive the repetition.
You couldn't stay on the field during the game?
No, not during the game. Well, you know why? Because he kept adding rows to the seating, so the sidelines were only about 8 feet wide. Because he kept adding seats.
Well, you're not 8 feet wide, Rob. Why did they kick you off the field?
Thank you, Mike, for that compliment.
But I mean, if they said you had a press pass, where could you go to watch? You could go somewhere in the stadium to watch the game.
Yeah, I had pretty much full access to the stadium, but I wouldn't have like a seat, you know?
You wouldn't have a seat like in the press box or anything like that?
Press box was jam crowded, too. Press box was a horrible place to watch the game.
So you didn't have any seat in the game?
No. And by the time for 6 or 7 seasons, that seems about right. By the time they were statistically eliminated, which always happened, about November, I would leave the field and walk to my car and drive home. I would leave out the tunnel. I wouldn't even stay for the game. That's because it's frustrating. But it was always fun to do the announcing, though. That's the thing. It really was.
Right. But you were never a fan.
Of the Redskins? Well, I grew up as a Redskins fan. Or a Washington football team fan.
You hated sports. Your whole life you hated sports. You just did it because it was there.
But it was
fun. You like the announcing.
I like the announcing. Yeah, yeah. And you know what?
A real fan would have stayed and watched this team.
In bitter cold weather and statistical elimination of a meaningless game? I don't think so.
What about the WJFK like tailgate tent? It was huge.
Yeah, that was great.
Couple seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was.
You could go hang out there and watch the game.
I think the last time I went to a game may have been with Don. And we had, it was free tickets, everything. It was such a hassle. I'd never go. I'd rather watch it on TV.
It was a lousy fan experience. And I've been to other NFL stadiums, and it dusts it. It's just horrible.
By the way, the Washington football team, any plans on a name for this season?
No name yet.
What are they doing? Anybody write articles about it?
They have some options, and they want people to weigh in. They've floated some test balloons out there, but they don't know yet. And they're not in a hurry, apparently. They're just not.
It's just so yucky, isn't it?
I know.
I mean, isn't it not to not have that identity? I mean, do you think they're really going to sell a lot of merch about the Washington football team?
Danny Boy is waiting for this whole Redskins deal to roll over so then he can just go right back to it.
And also, I think there's
really? Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What makes you think that? Really?
Well, you would think that for a cash grab, the Washington football team is something that's there, right? So they did that for one season. And for a team to really get a ton, like let's just say an infusion of another vertical for profit, for money, they would come up with another name and put out all this new merch especially coming up on a new season.
Yeah, and
that's what I would think.
Yeah, I would think so too. But I thought, Oscar, what you were implying is that he was going to wait and then go back to the original name.
So that's what makes me feel that way. For
he never can do that. He can't.
I don't think he can. I don't think he can.
No
either.
Way. PR, he can't.
I
do that.
Agree, but that's this guy,
that name is gone.
This guy's so locked into this.
Yeah. Do you think that's what he says?
Why is he waiting
to
2 seasons? Let's wait it out. It'll change, or there's some other.
I don't know, Mr. Snyder. I don't think there's any hurry. Let's take our time.
Right? Larry Michael's gone.
Way gone.
Like long gone.
I don't know how $1 billion, and maybe because they've gotten away with it, a team that's worth almost $1 billion, if not more, it could wait this long with this, you know, dunce cap on of the Washington football team.
Yeah.
Just from a marketing perspective.
Yeah, especially, but for pure dollars and cents, Oscar, that's what mystifies me, because they would be able to generate a lot of new merch sales if they just changed the name. I don't get it.
Unless the bottom line has changed, which is the bottom line for Daniel Snyder, or he's been distracted by the lawsuits, the buyout of minority ownership because they were trying to oust him in some sort of coup, the smearing of his name through the DVD scandal that was supposedly out there, the Washington Post
article. Got some
article.
Porno for you, Mr. Snyder. Just the good parts, sir.
If all of that has distracted him from making a decision on this, that makes sense.
Or but is he distracted, or is he just laying low? He might just be laying low.
I don't know why you would lay low on something like this. I think it's something that would be good for the fans. So, but anyway, this is not a sports show, so we were fired by a sports show.
that's
the way. The whole format. We were gone. Guys like me, bye-bye, because we just talk like average people about it, and we don't have all the I's and T's and all this. Don't have that energy of sports people, too, which is like, I've got it all figured out. I've got it all figured out, although I don't. I know as much as you because I'm a fan and I'm an idiot just like you, but I'm not sounding like you. We'll take a break. Be right back.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you doing Friday?
Friday? I won't be here Friday.
Where are you going to be Friday?
I should probably tell you that before the show. Just to talk.
We just had a meeting about communication, and now you're not telling me?
No, I just found out before the show. So,
where are you going Friday?
I got an offsite for the team here.
For another one of the shows?
No. I don't have any other shows. I got your show, and then I got the business. I got to go on offsite for the business.
You could be here for the regular show if we tape it at the regular time?
Oh, I could do that. That's not a problem.
That's good.
Glad we have the chat. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Fueled by the lowest mortgage rates in history, the median price of a single-family home has climbed 15%. So, what does this mean to you? Well, dearie, with this rise in equity, it's a great opportunity to tap into your home's equity for any reason or to refinance to remove your monthly PMI. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, the time to act is now. And you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Mortgage rates have fallen back to the lowest levels of the year, and you can now get a fixed rate in the low twos. These rates will not be here forever, you know that. And in most cases, loans are closing in just 2 weeks. 2 weeks!
Two weeks.
Cornerstone First has been serving listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show for over 5 years, and as a direct lender, they will guarantee to meet or beat any offer, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing, ladies and gentlemen.
Spin it.
Let's see who's in the dumpster now. Anybody hiding
down
there?
Greetings. Kermit the Frog here.
Is he dead?
The late Jim Henson is dead, yes.
Oh, Jim Henson's dead. Okay, you got it. Technically, you are correct.
Greetings, Kermit the Frog here.
Mike, Kermit. I had a revelation over the weekend, and I think you'll appreciate this. When you go your whole life thinking one thing, and it turns out the opposite to be true, didn't you always think that the great Löwenbräu commercial, here's to good friends?
Tonight, tonight, let it be low and brow.
Didn't you think this was Lou Rawls?
Two good friends.
Yes.
Tonight is kind.
It's not.
That's pretty amazing. I always thought it was.
I did too, and I got in an argument. I was talking to my mom, and she says, "Gotta be Lou Rawls." I said, "I think it is." So
let me
I
hear it again.
Let it be low and brow.
Now it doesn't sound like Lou Rawls.
But Mike, here I did a little research. It's actually based on a soul singer in the 1950s. His name is Arthur Prystock. Okay.
And is it based on Arthur Prystock or is it Arthur Prystock?
It is Arthur Prystock singing it based on a song he recorded already. And so Lowenbrow hears this and says, this would make a good spot. And it's funny because it's not quite the same, but very close.
Here's two good friends. Tonight is kind of special. So much to say.
It's so perfect.
Words that got away.
One of the great beer jingles.
Great ad campaigns ever, I think.
A brilliant campaign. We still remember it after all these years.
Let's begin again.
So the song is called
Lowenbrow.
Here's to Good Friends.
That's a genius of an ad man that came up with that.
You're absolutely right. And Arthur Prystock was most popular in the pre-rock and roll era. He was positioned as a hipper Billy Eckstein. But anyway, he was still a thing in the 70s. They grabbed this song, rewrote it as a Lowenbrow jingle, and he sang it. But here's the original.
Just so many songs.
Okay,
that's kind of cool.
I thought that was pretty neat. I always thought it was Lou Rawls. Now, what's the phrase that everyone is going with? And when someone goes with it, every news anchor said it. Thank you, John Oliver, for putting together this montage. Mike, get ready for your hot vax summer. Your hot vax summer.
The hot vax summer. That's what they're calling it, ladies and gents. I can't make this up.
You know why? Because last summer was hot girl summer.
Was it?
So they just substituted that word.
All right.
All vaxxed up, no place to go. It's a hot vax summer.
I'm dressed for hot vax summer.
The hot vax summer.
Hot vax summer.
Hot vax.
Stop it for
summer.
A second. What is it? What? I don't get it. What is the hot vax summer?
That's because of the vaccination. It's the hot vax summer. Everybody's having a hot vax summer. And it's so stupid that dumb anchor people are grabbing onto it.
Hot vax summer.
Hot vax summer.
Hot vax summer.
Hot vax.
Hot vax summer in the city.
No.
So play on the hot girl summer from Megan Thee Stallion.
Three words. Hot vax summer.
All right.
Get ready for your hot vax summer, Mike.
Rondo has what plants need.
Exactly. And you know what? While we're in that arena, I will mention this. I don't need my appliances to play songs for me. And that seems to be the thing now. Your ice maker, your washer, your dryer, they'll play a little song when you do it. So this guy has a Samsung washer. He took his washer jingle, the thing that says the thing is ready to go. He added some percussion. He added a little bass. And he's got himself a rave. I'd like it if my washing machine had bass and percussion.
You know what? I have an idea.
What's that?
I think we should start subtracting music.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
We should stop doing that. Yeah, you shouldn't have your appliances playing that.
I agree.
You should have one good system, sound system to play your music occasionally.
Right.
Play it when you're not doing anything else. You're just listening to the music.
I do this.
And otherwise, you know what I'm talking about here? And just slowly, it should be removed from all videos online.
Yep.
All of them. There should be no music track at all. They ruin it. They ruin it because it's like, we're going to have the driving music of the kids on the slip and slide that go way up into the air. You know, shut the hell up. Subtract music.
You're valid, Mike. The other last weekend, not this most recent one, but the one before, I sat down in the living room and I listened to the Stevie Wonder album Talking Book. Just listened to it. And it was such a great experience because music, you know, is with your Spotify.
You were just listening though, because you were drinking.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, what do you think? Lost my mind. Elon Musk has been targeted by the hacker group Anonymous, which is may or may not be a big deal, but I found this video they posted as horrifying as anything you can imagine. Mike, I bet you this brings you some chills.
Reading from the comments on your Twitter posts, it seems that the games you have played with the crypto markets have destroyed lives. Millions of retail investors were really counting on their crypto gains to improve their lives. This is something that you will never understand because you were born into the stolen wealth of a South African apartheid emerald mine and have no clue what struggle is like for most of the working people in the world. Of course, they took the risk upon themselves when they invested, and everyone knows to be prepared for volatility in crypto, but your tweets this week show a clear disregard for the average working person. As hardworking people have their dreams liquidated over your public temper tantrums, you continue to mock them with memes from one of your million-dollar mansions. You may think you are the smartest person in the room, but now you have met your match. We are anonymous. We are Legion. Expect us.
So there's that.
Doesn't give me chills at all. You're not coming for me. That's great. Go get him. Go on.
The most amazing thing,
Tesla's
Mike.
Tesla's not charging. Go ahead. Knock your socks off. Have fun. He's a dick.
Mike, the most amazing thing about that video is voiced by a singer named Arthur Prystock.
Here's to good times. Anonymous is special. That's coming for you, Elon. That's fun. I didn't like him on Saturday Night Live. You know?
Oh, is that over? Is it Smarmy, over right now? That's your digital dumpster.
Sorry about
that's
that.
Great. That's fine. Have a good bundle.
And I like that whole Jigsaw vibe, too, you know?
Yeah.
Good morning, Elon. You might wonder why these handcuffs are on your feet.
Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. And no cocktail show for this Friday because you're somewhere else.
I'll be in the area, but just not in the studio.
What? What did he say?
He'd be in the area, but not in the studio.
For cocktail hour.
Okay. All right. I can use a cocktail right now.
Help yourself.
We'll take a break, and that's what I'm going to do right now. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I am alive and kicking.
Oh, good for you.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.